This episode is sponsored in part by Catchpoint. Look, 80% of performance and availability issues don't occur within your application code in your data center itself. It occurs well outside those boundaries, so it's difficult to understand what's actually happening. What Catchpoint does is makes it easier for enterprises to detect, identify, and of course, validate how reachable their application is, and of course, how happy their users are. Helps you get visibility into reachability, availability, performance, reliability, and of course, absorbency, because we'll throw that one in too. And it's used by a bunch of interesting companies you may have heard of, like, you know, Google, Verizon, Oracle, but don't hold that against them, and many more. To learn more, visit www.catchpoint.com and tell them Corey sent you. Wait for the wince.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of the AWS Morning Brief. I'm Velusa Boya, and I'm the guest author here to bring you all the snack, or not, that you've come to expect from Corey. I'm an AWS enthusiast and an AWS community hero. I'm also a married mom of three who once upon a time used to enjoy running marathons. I'm based in Johannesburg, South Africa, and I work in financial services as a cloud engineer. You can find me on Twitter at VEL12171. So what awesome goodness did AWS announce for us last week? First up, more ways for you to use AWS as an extension of your traditional data center. Amazon EKS now supports configurable Kubernetes service IP address range. Amazon CloudWatch Synthetics now supports pre-built Canary monitoring dashboard. This next one is a mouthful of a renaming. On an already mouthful of a name. It's a necessary renaming though. Amazon Kinesis Data Analytics for Java is now Amazon Kinesis Data Analytics for Apache Flink. As a bucket owner, you can now automatically assume ownership of objects in your S3 bucket. I must say, this AWS enthusiast had to do a double take on this one, because how was this not the case before? AWS and Grafana Labs launched AWS X-Ray Data Source plugin. So we have the CloudWatch integration, and more recently, the TimeStream integration. Terrible pun alert, the Grafana AWS integrations keep streaming in. Employee onboarding app template is now available for Amazon Honey Code. They're not made for developer product that always gets a lot of reaction from developers. Now you can launch Amazon SageMaker Studio in your Amazon VPC. This made me launch my very first SageMaker Studio. Few clicks, and you're a data scientist. How to unleash mainframe data with AWS and click replicate. Why is it that every time I hear AWS and mainframe in the same sentence, I immediately picture all my mainframe ex-colleagues rolling their eyes? Enable Office 365 with managed Microsoft AD without user password synchronization. So you thought you were all in on AWS, and then you remembered Office 365. Amazon CloudWatch logs now supports two subscription filters per log group. So you get a subscription filter. You get a subscription filter. Everybody gets a subscription filter. Okay, maybe very terrible Opera, and maybe not quite there as yet, but a good start nonetheless. Introducing AWS Lambda extension in preview. Easily the announcement of the week. There's so much goodness that's really being made possible by this feature. Code Guru Profiler now supports resource tagging. I remember tweeting super cool when Code Guru was announced at reInvent of 2019. I then went on to forget about it. I don't really get to hear many developers talk about this product. Is it just me hanging around in the wrong Discord servers? Amazon EventBridge announces support for DLQs, because not knowing where your events went has got to be the third worst thing in the world of event computing. Getting a feature that takes care of this has got to be the second best thing in the world of event computing.
This episode is sponsored in part by Chaos Search. Now their name isn't in all caps, so they're definitely worth talking to. What is Chaos Search? A scalable log analysis service that lets you add new workloads in minutes, not days or weeks. Click, boom, done. Chaos Search is for you if you're trying to get a handle on processing multiple terabytes or more of log and event data per day at a disruptive price. One more thing for those of you who've been down this path of disappointment before, Chaos Search is a fully managed solution that isn't playing marketing games when they say fully managed. The data lives within your S3 buckets, and that's really all you have to care about. No managing of servers, but also no data movement. Check them out at chaossearch.io and tell them Corey sent you. Watch for the wince when you say my name. That's chaossearch.io.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. AWS and its employees is partnering with Estee Lauder companies to raise awareness and donations towards this very worthy cause. Follow the AWS account on AWS to learn more. And now from the community. Helen Anderson is highly supportive of all those in the tech industry. Have you seen Helen's latest article giving advice to those new in tech? Follow Helen on Twitter at HelenAnders26. Luke Mwila loves to write especially about containers on AWS. Check out Luke's latest article on setting code pipeline status notification to Slack using CloudWatch and Lambda. Follow Luke on Twitter at Luke9ine. And that's it from the Morning Brief this week. Do go to lastweekinaws.com/review and give me a full 5-star rating for this edition. I'm kind of hoping this is the start of my podcast career and I could really use raving reviews. I'm Melissa Boyer. Goodbye.
This has been a Humble Pod production. Stay humble.